Las Cruces psychiatric nurse practitioner Krista Scorsoni's hands shook as she shared some of her 200 patients' testimony with the crowd and her agony of seeing several seriously ill patients who recently had to wait several hours to see a counselor at Southwest Counseling.
People's lives are at risk here. There was plenty of time for these Arizona companies to prepare a proper strategic business plan to take over these community mental health centers. They failed to do this. Very basic elements of a clinical transition were completely overlooked.
Southwest Counseling was taken over by Arizona firm La Frontera 4 weeks ago. Scorsoni repeated tales of a total lack of computers at Southwest Counseling and La Frontera's failure to obtain an operating or pharmacy license for the facility until the state granted overnight relief. Scorsoni wanted to continue contracting with the new firm, but neither she nor her supervising psychiatrist got contracts. That leaves at least 400 patients without critical mental care. State Senator Linda Lopez of Albuquerque also joined protesters in demanding answers from the Martinez administration, pointing a finger at Optum Health, the management company responsible for guidance and oversight.
What about Optum? Where is Optum in this whole thing? Are they not supposed to be the oversight? Excuse me, there's even a bigger question on that lack of leadership.
First-term Albuquerque Senator Bill O'Neill didn't mince words. He said discussions are underway for an extraordinary session of the legislature.
It has been done only once before in our state's history, but we have the language. The bill is all drawn up, ready to go, and it would force HST to restore the funding to these 15 behavioral health concerns, to restore the funding until they can have their day in court, until they can see what the audit says.
That extraordinary legislative session would need a supermajority vote of two-thirds of Republican and Democratic lawmakers. Even if the bill to restore funding was passed, O'Neill admits the governor would almost surely veto it. A spokesman for the governor said in a statement, "We have a duty and important responsibility to protect taxpayer dollars and root out any abuse of Medicaid funding while ensuring that consumers continue to receive uninterrupted access to care." For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.